All right, Jabal, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off top of page 97. Rak al yidei, machshavas ayidei haseichal, adam choshev manachon umalo nachon. Now remember again that Ramchal is focusing on the idea that, remember, we're talking about the three things that prevent a person from acquiring the midah of zihirus, acquiring the midah of introspection, of thoughtfulness, of attentiveness to life. So the first one of the three that Ramchal quoted was the idea that a person is preoccupied, what he called tipol v'hatirda ha'olamis, preoccupation and busyness with the world. So Rav Kashtiel is suggesting that what Ramchal is really driving at is thought. In order to be successful in life, a person's thought has to be directed in a particularly positive way. If I want to advance in a ruchni, in a spiritual way, then my thoughts have to be focused on how am I accomplishing something in the spiritual realm. The problem, of course, is often our thought process just directed in a totally different kivun, totally different direction. So here, Rav Kashtiel writes that it's only through machshava, it's only through thought, only through the intellect, person thinks about what is correct and what is not correct. Mevarer matziv la'atzmo esgarim yoser v'yoser nechonim. A person begins to clarify, a person begins to construct for themselves more appropriate and greater frameworks and constructs. Bodek es atzmo kol advarim ha'ilu na'asin derech machshavas. In general, we'll say when we check ourselves, a self-check, what direction is my life going, who am I, what am I focusing on, all of that happens through the realm of thought. Hamachshava hiakli sha'al yodo efshar litzar tenua ruchanis. Thought is the utensil through which one is able to create spiritual action. Hiskadmus ruchanis. It's actually a very profound statement that thought is the utensil through which one is able to create spiritual activity. Spiritual activity, even though spiritual activity definitely manifests itself through physical activity, meaning putting on tefillin is a spiritual activity, but it manifests itself physically. But that entire process begins with thought. Naturally, one can make the same argument about any physical action. All physical action begins with thought. But this is an incredibly important yisod, that spiritual activity must begin in the realm of thought and then expresses itself in action. Page 97, second paragraph. But if the thoughts of a person are fully directed, just in a different direction, and they're directed in the direction of physical life, there is no one to lift my head out of the water. If a person takes his entire intellect, all of his thinking capacity, as kali cholish lo lasim mataros, levarer dvarim, levaker uliskadim, ves kola kisharon hazehu mitael, mia aid, rak le moshal tchuma kalkali, o rak le mataros asakios zenora. So say if a person takes all of his thought processes and just directs them towards the physical fashion. I will say, thank you very much, Rav Fishel. Person directs them just towards physicality, just towards their parnasa, just towards their business. Zenora is an amazing thing. Now, he's not saying an amazing thing like shkoyach. He's saying it's an amazing thing like, wow, that's a lot of brain power and a lot of thought power, all being directed in a very physical, material way. So you understand what his message is over here. The thing that he's developing is that in order to be a spiritual person, a person has to think about ruchnios. Meaning that sometimes we get a little bit of a double message with this. Meaning, on one hand, we often speak out the idea that Judaism is an actional religion. Right? We put our emphasis on what we're going to do. That's why, again, we're going to see in today's Gemara, today's Daf, is speaking about that machshava is not kimaisa when it comes to Aveira. Right? That if you think about sinning, it's not considered as if you sinned, even if you thought about it. Why? Because we're an actional religion. The idea is we do. That's the goal. That being said, that's absolutely true. But in order to grow in the area of dynamic activity in life, you first need thought. And the problem sometimes that the Ramchal is expressing is all of our thoughts are tied up with the material world, which is understandable, because we have to work hard, because we have to make a parnasa, because there are many demands on us. He's not talking about the idea that our thoughts are tied up, you know, in the material world, figuring out how I'm going to buy a yacht. That's not what he's referring to. He's first about that we're working people. We have to work very hard for what it is that we have in life. So often that's where our thoughts are. The problem is, if I'm spending none of my thought time on focusing on my ruchnius, on my spirituality, there's something that's lost. He goes on, he says, to take my entire ability to discern between that which is good and evil, something amazing. He says, to take the ability that I have to think, which is my ability to distinguish between right and wrong, to right and wrong, and use that thought process just exclusively to decide which business deals are right and wrong, that Rav Kashel just says, I'm underusing my thought abilities. I'm not going to say I'm wasting my time. It's not wasting my time. It's important to choose the good deals from the bad deals. But lemaisa, I'm not maximizing my ability to think. I'm sorry? Achmatza. I'm letting it become chametz. Yonidioma. Amazing. True. Like hachas, my yonidioma. Peace only kicks on about 6:05. He says, "Lakachas says kol yecholas hasichlis uleital osa liskadmus haishis liskadmus achomris lemaamad zepispus." He says to take my intellectual abilities and to just go ahead and use it for personal advancement or to just use it for material advancement. He says, unfortunately, it's just a waste. Adam lokeach es haketzechut. Person takes a thought, person takes an idea, something that could have lifted me so high, and instead just uses it for something so base and simple. Moshe is an incredible yisod, right? The idea over here being that we have this incredible koach called thought. And thought is so powerful because, you know, what's part of thought? Part of thought is imagination. Part of thought is dreaming. And literally what I can do with this koach ha-machshava is I can close my eyes and think about the kind of person I want to be on a spiritual level. I can think about the things I want to accomplish. I can think about the things I want to do, about the mitzvot I want to do, about the areas I want to learn. I can do all of these things with my thought. And sometimes what ends up happening is that my thoughts are just simply so preoccupied with such earthly things, such earthly, base, mundane things. And so says the Ramchal, what a waste. What a waste. I have to think about those earthly things as well. Of course I have to. I have to think about those mundane things. I have to think about my business. I have to think about the deals. Because I have to earn a parnasa. But that doesn't have to be the exclusive. It doesn't have to corner the market on my cognitive processes. That doesn't have to be the only thing I think about. And says the Ramchal again, coming full circle, this is what the Yetzer Hara does. This is why sometimes we're just not introspective or attentive, spiritually attentive people. It's because we're not thinking about these things. Because these things are not in our mind, because there's a million other things that are on my mind that are taking up my brain space. He goes on, it's the last paragraph on page 97. Adam lokeach, I'm sorry. Fine. Hamachshavos, last two lines. Hamachshavos shalo asuros kivulos, ein lo pesach, ein lo kitzechut. So let's say, so what happens? Literally my thoughts are imprisoned. There is no way for me to free myself from the thoughts that I am having. So you see over here a very strong lashon. After enough time of, oh, bless you, of only focusing on the material, bless you, of only focusing ultimately again on the Gashmi, that's what a person ultimately begins focusing exclusively on to the exclusion of his spirituality. Page 98. Lachain. HaChachamim Amru B'Maseches Avos. This is actually a very profound piece. We'll start it today. We'll continue it tomorrow. Therefore, the HaChachamim said in B'Maseches Avos, Having memait be'esek va'asek b'Torah. So we'll say, this statement, you're going to see, is very often misunderstood. So literally, decrease your business dealings and involve yourself in Torah. So what does that sound like? What does that sound like? Sounds like work less, learn more. Work less, learn more. Okay. She says, ma'aseh memait be'esek. What does that mean to decrease your business? Memait be'esek zelo inyan shel zman, ela inyan shel machshava. Oh, says Rav Kashdiel, Chazal are not telling you to work less hours. We'll say it's a very important yisod. Work is good, and work is important. And there is nothing better in this world than being a productive person in the Olam HaGashmi as well. So what does it mean, Ma'it Be'isek? It means, we'll say, you know, there are some people that might be in the office 10 hours a day, but in here, in their head, they're in the office 24 hours a day. That's the problem. That's the problem. He says, "Ela inyan shel machshava, havi memait kolamar eifa harosh shelchan nimtza." What Chazal were saying is, "Havi memait be'esek" means, listen, you work and you work as long as you have to work, but make sure your head is not always in the office. B'maharosh lecha asu kol hazman. What is my head preoccupied with all of the time? Yesh lecha netia chazaka lishtamish b'rosh shelcha lekidum hatoalas hapratis takdin kitzas timait. So he says, there's Yitzhara to use my head, to keep my head in the office all of the time. Therefore, the Ramchal says, Taktin Ktsas, having Mama'it Be'esek, don't have your head in the office all the time. Don't have your head in the Esek all the time. Timait. But rather, again, diminish it a little bit. So again, I'm going to say, it's an incredible insight. We'll stop over here for today. But in Meretz, we'll pick up this. But this I think, is a novel Chiddush. So everybody understands that this is Chazal telling us, you know, work less, learn more. Now, that might be true in general anyway, but it's not always practical because people often have to work very, very hard in order to be able to support themselves, to support their families. But the Yisod is not work less. The Yisod ultimately is make sure your head is not always in the office. Make sure there's time to speak about Ruchnios. That's the Ikar that Ramchal is driving at. We'll pick up with this in Meretz Hashem tomorrow.